on Daf Ayin Tes Samad Beis, starting the Mishnah. Oma Rabbi Yeshua Shamati Shahasaris Choylets V'chol Tzein Le'ishtoi. I heard that a Saris can give Chalitza, and if a Saris dies, so you give his wife Chalitza. And I also heard V'hasaris Le'choylets I heard the halacha is that a saris does not give chalitza, and if a saris dies, you did not give chalitza to his wife. So I heard two mamorim, ve'ein li leforish. I don't know how to explain them. When is there a din that a saris does give chalitza? When is there a din when the saris does not give chalitza? Omar Rabbi Kiva, ani aforish, I'll explain it. Sris Odom, if a person is a Soris, or Yidei Maisa Odom. In other words, he's a Petsua Daka, a Kushofcho. That means when he was born, he was able to have children. And later he became a Petsua Daka, Maisa was done with him, now he's unable to have children. So then the halacha is, if his brother dies, Chalit, he can give Chalitza. And we'll see as the Gemara progresses, he could be Miyabim also. And if he dies, you'll give Chalitza to his wife. Because Aschis Odom, when he was born, he was able to have children. So Memela, we'll see there are two drushes. There's a drushe that the nifta lo yimoche shmoi b'Yisrael prat lo zeh she shmoi mochui. A person who is a soris, it's called shmoi mochui. So there's no din of yibum. So Rabbi Kiva says that's speaking about a srischama, a person b'shas leida was unable to have children. A srischama, so he's called Shmoy Mochoy. So by him there's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's another posik, Lohokim Lohochiv Shame, that the Yavam should be making shame. So Rabbi Kiva holds Asris Chamo, he's a lav bara kome shame. Bishas lady was unable to have children. Masha Einkein Asris Odom. Since oiso lo isha sakoisha, that means there was a time when he was capable of having children. Later became up to a dak in a krushovchom, so these halachas don't apply for him. So therefore he's called abar hakom eshem, he's called ein shmoi mochoi, and that's what Rabbi Kiva said. So again, Omar Rabbi Kiva ani aforish, I'll explain these two mamorim. Sris Odom, if later he became a Soris Aydei Maisa Odom, is Choylet, he can give Chalitz, is called Abara Komeshay. B'choylet in Le'ishtoi, it's called that he's Ein Shmoy Mochoy. He had a Shas HaKosha, Mnesh Oysoloi Shas HaKosha. Sris Chamo, but if a person who Mishas later was a Soris, Sris Chamo means that the minute he was born and he saw the sun, he was a soris already. Mimei ima he was a soris. Is loy chaylets v'loy chaylets in le'ishtoi. So he's unable to give chalitza. They don't give chalitza to his wife. Renei shaloy hoysa loy shas akosha. Because this person is called Shmoy Mochui. And this person is alav barakom Hashem. So that was how Rabbi Kiva said the Pesher HaDvorim. Asris Chamo is Eine Chaylitz, Asris Odom is Chaylitz. Rabbi Elezer Oime Eloiki, Rabbi Elezer says it's not like that. El Asris Chamo Chaylitz, V'chaylitz and Lishtei, V'na Hapechol, Punkt Faker. Asris Chamo is Chaylitz, V'chaylitz and Lishtei, Mnei Sheyesh Loi Refue. Faker. If you're looking for someone who's called a Bar HaKom Hashem, Asris Cham is called a Bar HaKom Hashem. You can be Merapim. He's called a Bar HaKom Hashem. Schis Adam, loy chaylets, veloy chaylzen leishtay, nimne she'ein loy refu, because ein loy refu. So we have here a machlokes. Which soris is a bar chalitze? If a sris Adam, that's according to Rabbi Kiva, or a sris Ham, according to Rab Eliezer. Hayid Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira al ben Begoises, Shahoya Birushalayim sris Adam. Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira said over in Edis, there was a person, the son of Begoises in Yerushalayim, who was a sris Adam, he was a Ptsuadaka. The Yibmu es Ishtoi. And when he died, there were Miyabim, his wife. This is a Maisa Shahoya. It's a recorded Maisa. Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Sevarayat Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva holds that Asris Adam is called Ein Shmai Mochoi, Yeresh Asakosha. It's not called Ein Shmai Mochoi. It's not called Shmoy Mochi. It's not called Shmoy Mochi. It's Ein Shmoy Mochi, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Takayim Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Rashi. Ba'asoris loichoylitz, d'chziv loyemochi Shmoy Mishra. Rashi is going on the second din, loichoylitz and leishtoi, because the mitzvah of Yibum was loyemochi Shmoy Mishra, prat l'soris, Shmoy Mochi, Shmoy is Mochi from before. The only leforish any idea is a soris ben chalitza veis a potter. So Bekiva said, "Sris Adam shenistares lacha shenoylat. Sris chamo mimeima he was a soris." Lekayim divrei Bekiva edis zu shab Yeshu ben seira lekayim divrei Bekiva. This is an edis that's a raya for Bekiva. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hasoris loy chaylitz v'loy miyabim. Hasoris is loy chaylitz v'loy miyabim. And the Gemara says later, daf peyam et beis, that this is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So hasoris means hasoris chamo loy chaylitz v'loy miyabim. The chayn island is loy chaylitzes v'loy misyabemes. There's no mitzvah of yibum and chalitz on both of them. Hasoris shecholas liyevemtoi. Now, let's go back. This sris chame that gave chalitza liyevemtoi, leiposlo. That means the din is that chalitza, a chalutza is posel lakuna midarabona. Just like a grusha is posel minatera, a chalutza is posel midarabona. But asoris shecholas liyevimtoi, so here there's no mitzvah of chalitza. There's no mitzvah, like we said, like chalitza is lev mishememis. There's no mitzvah of chalitza. So the whole chalitza is nothing. So loy poslo. So doesn't paslo. She's still kosher lekuna. Ba'olo. What happens if asoris was boyo yevimtoi? Poslo. Then he did paslo. This is a bilasnus. So Rashi says bilasnus. Shasur alay mishumeishes och shalay b'makim mitzvus. This is a bi of chayve krisis. So therefore, she's a zayne. So she becomes a zayne. A bilas chayve krisis makes her a zayne. Bechain island is the same halacha applied by an islandist. Shechol tzolo achim. If the achim gave her chalitza, loy paslo, because there's no din chalitza for an islandist. She's ksheira lekune. Ba'aluha, but if the achim were boyalo, paslo, they should be losoi bilas znus. Now, I had a shtikel ha'or on this Mishnah, with avoyni, I don't know. Pshat, Rabbeinu Avraham in Nahor, when he says, what is Asris Chamo? He says, Asris Chamo is Nedar Loi Hakushi. That's the lotion of the בין אברהם מן ההר, נדר מקושי. In other words, a schis chama cannot be niskashe b'shas b'yim. So l'chayre, l'alocha we paskin, it's machlekes ha-meiroim, but l'alocha we paskin, m'sham m'shmeis barayis is potter. So it doesn't have a teres b'yim. There's no kishi, there's no b'yim. So I don't understand sham the mishneh. So how does she become a zayne? How does she become a zayne? It says, the first case, the second case, violence is good, but the first case, we're speaking about a sris chame, and Rabbein Avrom seems to be saying, nedar mikushi, that he's not miskashi, so it's a bia behiva mace. And we hold mishamish mace barais is potter, so lochere just like, so lochere, b'chol atere kule, doesn't have a teres bia lochere. So I don't know pshat. Unless me the rabbonon that has a teres bia lachumrev. Mirdei. So the Gemara asks here, Amir de Kekashe. Aisus Rabbi Kive was mevarer in the Mishneh that which asoris, asri sodom, aptuadake is a bar yibar, a bar chalitza, a kapon. That's what's in the Mishneh, is a bar chalitza, because the Yerusha Sakosh. So the Gemara says, but we have a big problem. Shamina la Rabbi Kiva da'oma chai be'laven ke chai be'krisis dom. We had in the Masechta that Shitas Rabbi Kiva is that Kedushin is not toifes b'chai be'laven. That is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. So what we hold that Kedushin is not toifes b'chai be'krisis. Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is in Teifes, b'chai ve'lav. Shamine le Rabbi Kiva da'oma, chai ve'laven ke chai ve'krisis, domi. That chai ve'lav, not just like chai ve'krisis. V'chai ve'krisis, lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum nino. And there's no mitzvah of yibum and chalitza on chai ve'krisis, or the gemes, samoye de kekashe. So how can there be a din? Chalitza anasri sodom is just like a chayve krisis, and my chayve krisis is not in yibum b'chalitza. Rabbi Kiva that holds the kedushin is in teifus b'chayve lavim, so it's equivalent to chayve krisis. Now, before we go further, let us just refresh our memories that Taisvis and Avtesa Madalev asks Amir de Kekash. At the beginning of Yevomis, the Gemara tries to figure out why by an Erve there's no din of Yibum. The Gemara says, let us say, yes, Adaycha Loisasa, Shiesh Bekoris. The Gemara comes out, we say, Aina Adaycha Loisasa, Shiesh Bekoris. So there's no din Tchia, there's no din Yibum. So Taisvis asks and Avtes, Taisvis asks like this. We find in Shas that the Gemara is Medame Rabbi Kiva to the Chachamim. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Chai Ve'lam, there's also no Din Yibum B'chalitza. So Taisvis asks, why didn't you say Yes, Adaycha Loisasa? He should say Yes, Adaycha Loisasa. And then if it's Adaycha the Loisasa, so automatically everything will be taken care of. Taisvis asks this kasha, and Taisvis blibes with Akasha. Finished. It's Akasha. Taisvis doesn't tell us a teretz. Just let's say over one teretz that the Rajbo says, and then we'll try to progress in the sugya of kaponim with this mahalach. The Rajbo says, the Rabbi Kive goli rachmone b'chai ve'krisis, to loitovsi ba kedushin, there's a pasuk aleho that chai ve'krisis to loitovsi ba kedushin, there's no mitzvah yibum. For who adin lechol man to loitovsi ba kedushin? Rabbi Kiva learned the pasuk of aleho is telling us what is the reason that there's no din yibum by chai v'krisis,
Because it's Loitav Siba Kedushin. That's the reason. There's no mitzvahs even by a Loitav Siba Kedushin. For who had in Lacholman the Loitav Siba Kedushin? The Inu, the Habibiki, the Rabbiki, the Chazal, who were Boki and Chitas Rabbiki, they were closer to him than we are. Inu Yadi, the Rabbiki, the Ochen Abbasvil. Now that's Rabbiki the help. Rabbi Kiva, what was the, how did Rabbi Kiva know that that's the Lomdis? He knew. That's not our parsha. Rabbi Kiva held that we learn out from Aleho that by Allah, Bas, Tvisis, Kedushin, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Not because of the Krisis. Not because it's Allah, Bas, Tvisis, Kedushin. How he knew that that's Pshat? He knew. We have Rayas. So Memele, so if we have a Gilu Yakro that Allah Basvis is Gdushin, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so Rabbi Kiva holds that all Chayvi Lav, there also the one, which is Allah Basvis is Gdushin, also there's no mitzvah of Yibum. He says, that's how Rabbi Kiva knew. Fine. So now the Gemara is asking Akasha. The Gemara is asking Akasha, So we have a tremendous problem. Rabbi Kiva l'shitos, the Rabbi Kiva holds. The Kedushin is in Teufis b'chai ve'lav, and so it's equivalent to chai ve'krisis. Chai ve'lav and k'chai ve'krisis domi. V'chai ve'krisis lav and echalitza v'yibum ninu. So there's no yibum by a patsua daka also. Omar Rabbi Yami. So Rabbi Ami said, "Ochiv b'mayeskinon kigoyin shenoso ochiv giyores." So Rabbi Ami said, "Ailu yishayin fal." Our mission is speaking about when we said that asris adam could give chalitza. It's speaking about that the brother that was nifta married a giyores. The Rabbi Kiva savolo k'Rabbi Yosi doma kal geirim lo ikri kol. The Kal Geirim Le'ikhal Kol, so therefore, so Ptuah Daket says, he's also lovely be Kal Hashem, a Gieris is not Kal Hashem. So it's beautiful. So the Kasher, there's no Issa of Ptuah Daket over here. The Mishnah is speaking about a Gieris, and with this a Gieris, we have to understand we took care of another problem. Emerson, the Gemara only asked the Kasher one way, but there's a double problem over here. There's one problem, why if a petsua dake died, why are you miyavim his ishtay? She never was married. She never was married to him because Dushan is in Teufis. The Gemara asked why a sris odom is chaylitz, but the chaylitz is another kasha also. Why is it chaylitz in l'ishtay? She never became his wife. But Kedushin is in Teufis. But now, with Rav Ami, is beautiful. It's speaking about the married Giyoris. So when he was a Ptuah Daka, she was his wife. There's no lav. And there's a mitzvah of Yibum, because there's no lav. So Kedushin is Teufis. Finished. So the Gemara says, Ihochi, oh, that's the case. So he made everything beautiful. So it's a Hetagomo. Yivumi nami miyabim. So why does it say Ptuah Daka Chilts in Leishta, the Ptuah Daka Chilts? It can be Miyabim also. If it's, there's no Issa whatsoever, let it be Miyabim. Sigmos is Einochanami. You're right, it could be Miyabim also. Va'aydi da Omer Rabbi Yeshua Chilts, Omer Iyonami Chilts. Rabbi Yeshua said, but that he said the chaylitz, he's explaining Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said chaylitz, Amayu nami chaylitz. We'll see soon why did Rabbi Yeshua say chaylitz. About kaponim, that's the teretz of Rabbami. Deika nami, I'll bring you a raya according to Rabbi Kiva, the zichadin yibam also. Tiktoni heyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseire. The Mishnah brings a raya to Rabbi Kiva. Al ben megoyse shoye birushalayim sris adam, viyibmu es ishtoy lekayim divrei Rabbi Kiva. They were miyabim his wife. When he died, they were miyabim his wife. He says, viyibmu es ishtoy. Now, the Mishnah said, chulzen es ishtoy. Sris adam, soris chulitz vachulitz es ishtoy. Says the miyabim ishtoy. So you see that the word chaylitz is lav davke. So memele, so in the reisha of a soris chaylitz is also lav davke. It can be miyabim
mesishtoi.
Let us see Rashi. Kechai vekrisis domi. Doma rabbi kiva bar chaylitz yesh mamzer mechai vilab. Besoris odom mechai vilabenu. Asoris odom is a chai vilabenu. Dersiv lo yovoi ptsua dake. Vehei chikom a rabbi kiva soris chaylitz as eishes ochiv. How can rabbi kiva say soris as chaylitz? Holoi rom ye kamei, there's no zike, va'avroi kaimei, she's standing on the outside. She's not in the bayis, she doesn't fall with the bayis. Kechai ve'krisos, v'koyelo b'yisrei shesoch. So davoini, the whole Megillah that Rashi says, I really don't understand. Rom ye kamei, va'avroi kaimei, kechai ve'krisos, koyelo b'yisrei shesoch, but al koponim, that's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no mitzvah of Yibo. So the Gemara says, speaking about a Giyayas, I want to be Miyam, but I did Omer Rabbi Yeshua Choylitz. So now Rashi says, I'm married to Kabir, to Rabbi Yeshua Yevumi Loi. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't be Miyam, Asris Odom can't be Miyam, the Islay Kahal Geirim Mikri Kol. Rabbi Yeshua is Kahal Geirim Mikri Kol. So memele, so ptsua dake, cannot be miyabim, it's a chai vilavim. O miyu michlitz choltze, the chai vilavim, Rabbi Shua b'nei chalitzanino, Rabbi Shua doesn't hold that it's light of his bokadushin. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha by yasris odom is dake choylitz. It's not miyabim, because it's a chai vilavim. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Chaylitz, Rabbi Kiva said over the same losh. They can namid Rabbi Kiva yibu minami shori diktoni viyibu asishtoi. Let us see Taisvis. Sok Taisvis, ihochi yibu minami tisyam. Perish. I amrit bishloim benosa yisraeli sayeli. If we'll say it's speaking about that he married Yisraelis, af al gav, vihi shapa misya bemes, even though, if she married a psuadak, now the psuadak died by her, there's also a problem, it's misya bemes, oba oz loy tikshi amai ein miyabik, but the second thing, that it says chaylitz, you can't ask a kasha, amai ein miyam, shreyu wasabo, dava petsuwa dake. Ba aidi de koma chaylitz, koma nama chaylitz in leishtoi. So memele, if it's speaking about the Yisraelis, which means there is an isra petsuwa dake, so then he didn't say that ishtem misya bemes, Because you can only give chalitza. If the yovam is a soris, habokiv in the airi begiyoyres, but since it's speaking about a giyoyres, yigufi shor eliyabe. So then he's permitted to be miyab. So why didn't the Mishnah say that miyab menasishta? So the Gemara said that since Rabbi Yeshua said, "Vaydi damer Rabbi Yeshua chaylitz." So therefore, Kiba also said chaylitz. Vim taima, Rabbi Yeshua gufayem ein nokat chaylitz. Why did Rabbi Yeshua mention chaylitz? Given the airi begiyeres, since it's speaking about a giyeres. E mishum de kasova, kal geirem ikri kol kede perish bekuntra. So Rashi said a whole chesmen because Rabbi Yeshua is kal geirem ikri kol. Im kain amai koma ma'inli laforish. So why did Rabbi Yeshua say doesn't upshatten the Mishnah? Ha'ikel ha'mishme. Midas niyu ha'chaylatz v'chaylatzim. Lais niyu ha'miyabme miyabme. Mishma mino de besoris odom ha'chaylatz v'chaylatzim. Dibisoros Chamim ken afilo Yab Namishoy. So Memele, according to Rashi's Cheshbon, that Rashi so beautifully explained that the reason, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Chaylitz, because it's speaking about, because he holds Kalgerim Ikriko. So Memele, so that's why it's Chaylitz and not Miyabim. So it's Oiskishpar that Soros is speaking about Ptsuadakas Chisodom. That's why it's Chaylitz. So why did Rabbi Yeshua say he doesn't know Pshat in this memory? V'yeshloime Rabbi Yeshua, so Taisa doesn't say like Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua nokat choylets v'choltsin, agav the boy le meimre loy choylets v'loy choltsin. Because he wants to say loy choylets v'loy choltsin. Loy motzi le minket loy miyabim v'loy miyabim. He didn't want to say loy miyabim v'loy miyabim. Dava mash miyabum yehuda loy abo michlet shori. That means if it would say loy miyabim, so it's very misleading. So therefore he said, loy chaylitz. So that there's no mitzvah chalitza whatsoever. So since he said loy chaylitz, and the Rashi said chaylitz. So, but there's, so Memele, that's why he was forced to say loy chaylitz in the Seifas, he said chaylitz in the Rashi. Mi Rabbi Kiva ava motzi lemisni, Rabbi Kiva could have said, loy miyabmim v'loy miyabmim. Rabbi Kiva could have said, loy miyabmim v'loy miyabmim. The kivin the pirish atamishim shloy loy shas akaisha, the meila avi yadana the michlitz nami lecholz. Rabbi Kiva said the reason why shloy loy shas akaisha. So then I understand that there's no din chalitz either. Alagiv nakadim shu achayla, it's nakad nami Rabbi Kiva. Al kopon, we have here the Rab Ami's teretz was, we had a kasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, the old skdushin is not teifis b'chai v'lavin. How could there be a mitzvah chalitza? So Rabbi Ami said, it's speaking about a geyeres, there's no issa of petzu edake, and that's why there's a mitzvah of chalitza, and then there's a mitzvah of yibum, according to Rabbi Kiva. But, not a geyeres, ein achanami, not a geyeres, there's nothing, there's no chalitza either, because since Kedushin is in Teufis b'chai v'lavim, so it's like a chai v'krisis, and there's no mitzvah v'ibu. Mosiv Rabbe, so Rabbe asked Akash, we learned a baraisa, potzu adake ukru shofcho, different cases. Sris Odom, Teisus says in Soita, speaking about a person who was shoise akais ikrim. Vahazoke, or azoke. Four cases. Oy chelzin, oy miyadmin. They could be chelitz or miyadmin. Keitza, meisu. If the petzua dake died, v'lehem noshim, v'lehem achim. V'omdu achim v'osu maimer. And the achim went and made maimer with the ashes petzua dake, b'nishoyseyim. Or v'nosnu get, or they gave a get. Oy shecholtzu, or they gave chalitze. U'masha osu osu. So l'maise, it's chal. V'imbo'alu konu. And what happens if the Tzuadake died? And what happens if the Tzuadake died and the brothers were miyabim? Imbo'alu konu. Meisu achin v'omduhem. Now, what's the other case? Let's say the brothers died, and now the Ptsuadake, or the Khrushchev, or the Sri Sodom, v'omduhem, v'osu maima v'nisheseim, and they made maima, v'nosnu get, or they gave a get, oi choltzu, masha osu osu, v'imbolu konu. V'osu l'kaimam, mishum shenema, lo yovei p'tzuadaka, u'krushovcha b'kal Hashem. Alma b'kol askina. So now, this is a shrek l'chekash. That means, here we had a baraisa, and let's just pinpoint what the kash is. It says in the Sefer, if the brother of the p'tzuadaka died,
And the Petsua Dake was Miyabim, his wife. So Masha Osi Osi. So the Yibum is Chal. But he had, but also Lakaimo is not allowed to remain with her. Shum Shanema lo Yovoi Petsua Dake Khrushchev Chabikal Hashem. So we're not speaking about a Giyayis. We're speaking about a Bas Yisrael. It's Kal Hashem. And Bolukonu. And how we have a Shrek Lechekashe. How could Rabbi Kiva say such a thing? How could Rabbi Kiva say in Bolukonu, if it's a Bas Yisrael, so we have a cloud that Rabbi Kiva holds Kedushin is not Teifes B'chai V'Lavin. So Chai V'Lavin is K'chai V'Krisis. So by Chai V'Krisis is no Din Yibum. So how can there be a Halach of here in Bolukonu? We're not speaking about a Geiris, we're speaking about Kol. Elo Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, Nutaritz. Kigoin shenoflo loy ulbesoif nifza. So Rabbi said that we're speaking about that what it says, that, a ptsua dake in bolu konu. We have a kash according to Rabbi Kiva ke bi bolu konu yod chai ve lavnes ke chai ve krisis. It's speaking about that b'shas nefile the yavam wasn't a ptsua dake. So the mitzvah of yibum was chal. And later he became a ptsua dake. Kigain shenof lo loy ule besoif nifza. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Sris Adam, Hoyl Boisolo Isha Sakoisha, Rabbi Kivei. Zokin, Nokile Badi Hanech, Mishim de Domilo, Doisolo Isha Sakoisha, Bahashta Posak Mileide. The nosnu get klima, oi nosnu le get, masha osu osu, tzriches get le mamoron. Im nosnu get, asurim shuv le yabmon, bosa le kaimon, lava zokin koi. Rashi holds us going on a sris odom, and Tosfos Nusaita says that Rashi holds a sris odom, a sheshoso, kois ikrin is a din of a petsua dake. And Taisvis says he doesn't know where Rashi got it from. About Kapon is Machlikas Rashi and Taisvis, if a Sris Odom is a din of a Tzua Dake, and a Sris Odom means she shosa kais ikrim. Al Kaponim, we have here Akashe, that how could there be a din yibum? Now we see we're not speaking about a Giyel, so speaking about a Bas Yisrael. So how could there be a din yibum? So the Gemara answers, it's speaking about shenof laloi vohuski kala yibum. The mitzvah yibum was chal already. Ula besoif nivtza, and lady became a ptsua dake. The hash the boy chalitza lavko izike. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying like this. That what Rabbi Kiva holds. That is no zike by a ptsua dake. Staff give Peshas Nefili was a Petsua Dake. So the Mitzvah Yibum wasn't Chal. But, if later he became a Petsua Dake and the Mitzvah Yibum was already Chal, so then, so the Mitzvah Yibum was Chal, so now you need Chalitza. And then in the Boloi Konoi. That was Rabbi's Teretz. Now, before we go further, L'chayre, there's a ha'or on this Gemara. L'chayre, this Bereise is speaking about, this Bereise is going, the Gemara assumes the Bereise is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Because it says Asris Odom is Chaylet, so it's going according to Rabbi Kiva. And we have a problem. Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is in Teifis B'chai Ve'la. That was the problem. So maybe there shouldn't be a mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about Nafal ubesoif nifza. So Memele, so, and he held the mitzvah Yibum, so then it's not nifka anymore.
Fine. We hear, what is the beginning of the Braisa? The beginning of the Braisa is, Meisu v'lahem noshim v'lahem achim. The Ptsuadaka died, and they had wives. Now, Khan Shoyel Aben, how did they have wives? According to Rabbi Kiva. How can you have a wife according to Rabbi Kedushin is in Taifas b'chai b'lavan? How could they have a wife? So l'chayr, what pshat according to Rabbi Kiva? So l'chayr, it would seem that Rabbi's teretz, that the seif is speaking about Noflu l'besoif niftzu, so we'll say the reish is speaking about when he married her, he wasn't a b'tzuadake, and later, when the lady became a b'tzuadake. L'chayr, that would be the poshet teretz to say. But now we're getting into very hot water, because we hear Chitas Rashi in Sefer Chilitz Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. Rashi says Eloi Topsi Poki. It's a Meiridike Rashi. Rashi holds that any issues that Lechatchila you cannot, it's not Taifas Kedushin, so if later she'll become that, so the Kedushin disintegrates by itself. Eloi Topsi, if it's not Taifas Poki. So the issue is nifka. So l'chayr it's a shrek over here. So what is pshat in the what is pshat in the first case? Meisu. How did what's the case of Ptsuadaka? Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. So Taisus is no problem. But according to Rashi, I don't know how Rashi learned pshat in the Berais and the Reishi. Al Kaponim, the Sefer, Rabbi said it, Teretz, Rabbi said it, speaking about that Noflu, Ubesoif, Nitzu, so Memele, so the Mitzvah Yibam was Chal, so therefore, the Mitzvah Yibam was Chal is in Boleikon. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi Akasha, the Leisi Isel Patsua, Vinitche Esed Yibum. A very modern Loshen over here. But let's just see the Loshen. He says that the Abaye said that the Isser of Ptsua, what are you telling me? That it's Noflu, the Mitzvah of Yibum was Chal already, you're telling me? And now later became a Ptsuadake, so let the Isser of Ptsuadake be Deiche the Esser of Yibum. Miloisnan, we learned Now, Rabbi Gamliel is talking about a case that there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that married two sisters. Reuven married a Gedoyla. Rachel, let's say Reuven married Rachel and she was a Gedoyla. So the issues of Reuven was an issues d'araisa. Shimon married her sister, which was a Ktana. That was an issues d'arabona. Now, Reuven died, and the wife of Reuven fell a yibum to Shimon. Now, ba'asher u'sham, the zicher a mitzvah of yibum min ha'tayre, because Shimon's wife is only a wife to Rabbonon. Kedusha Ketana is only a Rabbonon. And Reuven's wife is falling a yibum min ha'tayre. But midarabonon, there's a problem. Midarabonon, Reuven's wife is an achayis ishto midarabonon. And leidach gise, okay, Shimon's wife is an achayis kukasa. So Rabbi Gamliel loyme. So Rabbi Gamliel said like this. Im miyano, miyano. If Shimon's wife will be memayin, she'll be oike hakadushin lemafreyem. And there's no problem. So Memele, so it comes out she never was his wife. So it comes out that now he can be Miyabim Reuven's wife. Bimlav. But what if she wasn't Memayim? Tamtin Adshe Tagdil. So then let us wait till she becomes a Gedoyla. V'teitze alezu mishum achesisha. And then later when she becomes a Gedoyla, and Edith speaks about that, was Baylor again als Gdaila, or automatically she becomes Ishtek Shinas Gdaila. Anyway, when she becomes a Gdaila, so now Shimon's wife becomes Ishtek Mina Teire, now Reuben's wife becomes an Achis Isha, and Vetaitzi Elzum Mishum Achis Isha. Alme, Osi Iser Achis Isha V'dochi. So what do you see from here? That even though it was Chalmetz V'sibu, Bishas, when Reuben's wife fell the Yibum, there was a mitzvah Yibum, because then Shimon's wife was only Ishtem Midarabona, so a mitzvah Yibum was Chalmina Teire. But later, when Shimon's wife becomes a wife Mina Teire, so then Reuben's wife becomes an Erbe Mina Teire, La'achan Nefila, she becomes an Erbe Mina Teire. So then the din is teitze. So you become an elder lach and a feel it is also din teitze. Alma osi isa achesi she vedochi. Zochi nami neisi isa patsua benitchi. So the same thing. That what is Rabbi's teretz that it is speaking about? That the bishas nefili wasn't a patsua dak and later became a patsua dak. But now, Nasi Isa Petsua Vinitri, now the Isa Petsua Dakish be Matcha the Mitzvah Vibu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shanofla Loi Behuski Kola Yibum. Lebesaif Nitza, the Hashte Boi Chalitza Lavkui Zika. Now you need Chalitza to be Mavki the Zika, because the Zika was Chal already. The Rabban Gamliel beperk by Shammai, Bigdoyla, Shenoflef Nebalach, Isktano, Alma Osi Israch Isisha Vedochi, Afal Gav, the Bishas Nefila Echazia. So, I'd like to be Ma'ira to Ha'oris. Ha'ora number one, Mein Lechere, Abaye est Ma'ira de Kekashan Rabbe. I mean, Rabbi said it, that's speaking about since the mitzvah of Yibum was Chal, so it was Chal already. So, Abaye Es is enough in the mission that says Fakir. The mitzvah of Yibum could be Chal. When she becomes an Erbe, the mitzvah of Yibum becomes Nifka. So, I mean, he shlugged up Rabbi on enough in the Mishnah. Rabbi didn't know this Mishnah. I mean, what is Pshat? Abgefragt Rabbi from a Mishnah. Is Lechere Dachsach Meir, that Fakert Rabbi understand very well, and Abaye don't understand. In Chedushe Rab Reuven, in Yevomis, Simen Vov, Ois Beis, Rab Reuven explains that there's an Erve Bishas Nefile and an Erve Shaloi Bishas Nefile. There's an Achis Isha Bishas Nefila. There's an Achis Isha that, like our case, Rabbi Gamliel's case, Shalei Bish, later she became an Achis Isha. He says, an Erve Bishas Nefila is Potter from Yibum. By an Erve, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. There's a Ptur Yibum. But if Bishas Nefila, she wasn't an Erve, so there was a mitzvah of Yibum. Later she becomes an Erbe. Now it works out, Enesa Doichalei Sasa Shiesh Pekoris. This is a different thing. Enesa Doichalei Sasa Shiesh Pekoris. And therefore, there's Merdik and Afkaminis if it's a Ptu Yibum, or it's Enesa Doichalei Sasa Shiesh Pekoris. So Memele, so Rabbi understand beautifully. We mentioned before that the Rishonim ask a Kasha, the Rishonim ask, according to Rabbi Kiva, why do you say Yesedoy Chaloy Sasa? So we mentioned the Rashba says that Rabbi Kiva Goli Rachmoni Bechai Vekrisis Loitovse Bokdushin, Vuhu Adin Lachol Man Loitovse Bokdushin. That Rabbi Kiva held, when there's no Tvisis Kedushin, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Is Lachayre, it could be, this Rabbi Kiva learned out from the Posek Oleho. That's an Erve Bishas Nefila. An Erve Bishas Nefila, it's a lav, bas tvisis gdushin. So memele, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. And Erbe Shaloi Bishas Nefile. So, Rabbi Reuven says, that's not Nichla on the Parsha of Oleho. This is a new din. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Leisasa Shesh because it's only a lab. So, let's say, yes, Adoich Leisasa. Dachsich mir, that was Pshat and Rabbi. Rabbi knew the mission of Rabbi Gamliel. Abaye didn't discover America. This is a Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah. But Dachsich mir, Rabbi held this a meuridike chilik between what we're speaking about and what Rabbi Gamliel is speaking about. Rabbi Gamliel is speaking about Achai veKrisus. And Shaloi Bishas Nefile. Shaloi Bishas Nefile. When there was challah mitzvah, but now it only works as an esadoi chaloi sasa sheesh bekoris. This does not work according to Rabbi Kiva, if the mitzvah of Yibum was challah ready. B'shas nefila Rabbi Kiva holds the mitzvah of Yibum is not challah. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. Could be that's what Rabbi held. It's very interesting. No one says pshat here in the machlekes, Rabbi and Abaye. Abaye we see held nitazai. And Abaye says, a moiridike modna loshen. It's a moiridike loshen, Abaye said. The lazy iser potzua v'nitche esed yibum. I mean, someone asked me, we know esed doicheloisase. That's what we know. And Abaye was machadish that loisase doiche esed. That's what Abaye says. V'leisi iso patsue v'nitche esa de yibum. Alav is doich an esa. That's what Abaye says over here. Saison chedushi rabnochim, he says pshat that al-kaponim Abaye was machadish by an elder is a new din. Besides the din ptur that is b'shas nefila. There's another din. That the iser of an elve is doiche de esse. You can't ask a kasha esse doiche lo isase. There's no esse. Because it works the other way around. That the iser is doiche de esse. There's two dinim. So mamela, that was Abaye's kasha. So Abaye's kasha was that, that's no good what you're saying. So it's a shrek. So we hear via Abaraisa. That says that afilu by a Yisraelis, there's a din of chalitza, according to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds the kedushin isn't toifis, by chay v'ilavin, so lochere there shouldn't be a mitzvah of chalitza. Both of terutzim don't apply here. Elo Omar Rav Yosef. Hai Tane. So Rav Yosef avoids the problem completely. Elo Omar Rav Yosef. Hai Tane. Hach Tane. Deve Rabbi Kiva. Hi da Omar. Mechai Velaven. Desher Havi Mamzer. Mechai Velaven. Greide Loi Havi Mamzer. So Rav Yosef says a new teretz. He says the problem doesn't begin. Your erste kashe, according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is in Teufis b'chai v'lavim. But there's a big machlekes tanoim, which chai v'lavim is not Teufis. The Mishnah in Acheilitz says chai v'lavim de sher, a chai v'lavim of kulve, Kedushin is in Teufis. Anusa soviv. That, such a chai v'lavim, Kedushin is in Teufis. Tzuedake is not a chai v'lavim de kulve. Some is a yalav. So Kedushin is Teufis. So finished. So the whole, everything, so all our problems dissolve. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Elo Marav Yosef. Shaniv Tzavacha Kach Nofloloi. You don't have to say Yehol Shtik Teire that there was Noflobach Kach Niv Tzavacha Kach Nofloloi. Udika Amre Tisle Rabbi Kiva Chai Vilavim Kechai Vekrisis. Hai tane de masnissen, hach tane de verabekivi doma bachelet liyevimtoi eze mamza, kol sheir bosso shubolo yovi, davke alav of kuve, Udaloike Rabsimoi Dama Minakilo Yaisa Rabikiva Mamza Rabsimoi holds not like that. Rabsimoi holds all Chayvi Lavin is a Mamza Koin Rabikiva, Chutz Mi Almono Lekoin Godel, only Chayvi Lavin the Kohune, it's not a Mamza. Shrei Omra Toyo Leikach Leyechalo, Chalolos Uwais Veneve Isa Mamzeres, Avo Mikol Chayvi Lavin Greidi, Afilaleke Kuva Vlad Mamza. But as it is, Alme, Bekol Askinin, Chabekiva Osir, the Sorosodon Bachalitza Vibamu. The time is that Isir asks a very pertinent question. Duma Boho, Loisovro Kirabekiva, the Mashvi Chaivalavim Kiraibe Krisis. Why do you have to say that the Tan of this Baraisa holds like Chabekiva, whatever Chabekiva holds, he holds like Chabekiva, that is Chisodom is a Bachalitza. But he does not like a bekiva that Kedushin is in Tevis, Bechai Vilav, so Tevis blives by Akash. Let us go further. Frag de Gemore, Ikri kam, Tain, Ein lecho isha, Shekshera, Liyabe. So there's no woman that'll have a mitzvah yibum. According to you, you just like a mitzvah yibum. Shloinase bala srischame sha'achas koidem lemisose. So Rav said, let me ask you a kasha. The din is that the mitzvah is layimochish maybe Israel. By asoris, there's no mitzvah of Leimoch Shmai Yisrael, because Shmai Mochik was Mochi ready the whole time. Now, Rabbi Kiva said there's a lomdus of Shasa Kosha. That means you don't look at the Basher Usham, you don't look what he was Bishas Mise, you don't look what the Yovam is Bishas Yibum. If once he was Roy Lahokim Shem, if he once he was a bar lady, so that pasla yimoch shmoi, pasla hakim lochiv shem. You don't look b'shaitoi, b'shas mise, you don't look b'shas yibu. That's what Rabbi Kivet said. Now Rabbi said, if you wish to disagree with this, and you'll hold, no, you have to look b'shas yibum, you have to look, she says, you have to look b'shas yibum, so let's look b'shas mise also. Ein locho isha shekshega liyabe. I mean, if the husband has to be a bar heilode b'shas mise, just like you say, the yovam has to be a bar heilode b'shas yibum, so there's no such thing that every person before he's nifter shleinase balis rischame shachas kaidem lemisose. A shachas kaidem lemisose can't have children. No, so we have a problem. So how can be the leimochi shmai b'Yisrael? Pavlozashe shmai mochi can't have children. So what's the teretz? Now he can't have children, but before he could have children. So you see this alumnus of Shasa Koisha. She is alumnus of Shasa Koisha. So what are you asking a kasha? So you're asking the sorisk is a labar komishen? That's right. Now he's a labar komishen. But who says to look now? Look at before. So the Gemara says, Le'abolozo piruke derove pirchi. So the Gemara says, oh, this is like a big problem. He says, Rabolozo holds that a srischam, Rabolozo holds a srischam. There's a din yibum, there's a din chalitza, because yeshlam refuah. L'chei Rabbi Loza doesn't hold of Shas HaKoyshe. He holds Yeshlam Refuah. But now, Rove was Moira Shrek L'chehore. That every husband, Asher before the Misa, he becomes a Shris Chame, and now there's no Refuah for him. Asher before the Misa, there's no Refuah for him. He's a Lava Refuah. V'af al pi kein, there is a Din Yibum. Al Ishtoi. So L'chei So what is Pshat and Rabbi Lazo? Rabbi Lazo is not nochis to the Torah of Shasa Koisha.
So the Gemara says, Hosom Krishuso da Aschilabei. So the Gemara says, no, the statement that Rava says is a very debatable statement. That what a Baal, a Shoah, an hour before Misa, it cannot be Boil Ishta, it's not because he became a Sris Chama. He's Kochush, he's weak. It's not a Soris. There's a Soris, and there's a Kochush. A Kochush also can't be Boil. But he's not called a Soris. So Memele, so there's no problem of Shmoy Mochui. He's a Bari Lode. Now he doesn't have Koich to be Boil. A Soris is a La Bari Lode. Let us see Rashi. Samach Lemiso, so Yamarav, in Kain, the Shas HaKoish to be Koral HaMilsi, if you'll tell me that Shas HaKoish is nothing, how you'll be Shas Miso Lechozim. Ein lecha isha, samach lemisasa, yisurei misa, matishin koichai, elam rinan, so why is there ever a mitzvah of yibum, hoil mikor a barakomo? Since before it was a barakomo, bas chalitzi, yisachin ami loishno, so you see the dinyin of shasa koisha. So the Gemara is la bileza, piruki de rove pirchi, so the rovish tektaire is a kashin a bileza. Gemara poch klima ma hai peruke de rove pirchi la bileza. Tavadi chazin in de shasa koisha milsi. We see shasa koisha something. Vamai kome rabeleza sriso de men choylitz. Tlai mahanyele shasa koisha. Rabeleza doesn't hold of the din of shasa koisha. De mikore havadi sriso shomisa in le refuah. So how, what does rabeleza do with Rove's kasha? So the Gemara answers, no, so he's not a soris. He's a kochush. So a kochush is not called a soris, so it's not called Shmoy Mochi. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Heichi domi sris chamo. A sris chamo is someone that mishas leide was already a soris. So how do you know mishas leide was a soris? The kamrach loy hoysa loy shas akoysha. How do you know mishas leide was a soris? Omer Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rab Yochanan, Kol Sholei Ro Shoachas B'Kashrusay. Sris Chamo, which according to Rabbi Kiva, is, it cannot be Miyabim, is speaking about that there wasn't 1 hour that he was Roi Lohilet, because it was 1 hour he's already Shas HaKosh. So the Gemara says, so Shloi Ro Shoachas B'Kashrusay, Rashi says, Shaloki Mimei Imoi is Loki already. So the Gemara asks Mino Yodinan, how do you know when a child is born that he's born a soris? Amar Rabaye Kolamatul Mayim Ve'enai Oise Kipe. You can right away you can be marked by the Hashtone that Bishas Hashtone there's no stream of Shesen that's coming out. So that's a guy is a soris. She'ein, so Rashi says, she'ein ki luach ha-shesen hoylech le-melchik shematul klapei mail. It doesn't go further, doesn't go far out. Ve'inase ki keep it. So me'mele, so that, this simon we have right away, b'shas leida, we can be makir right away, b'shas ha-shtani, b'shas leida, we can see that he's a soris. Mimai havoi. Now the Gemara asks a very interesting question. What is the reason that a child is born a Sris Chamer? That means what physical Sibbe is there that makes a child a Sris Chamer? So the Gemara answers, the Afye Ime Betire. The mother used to bake bread outside in the sun. You have a hot oven, you have a hot sun baking on her, the heat that she was exposed to, that makes that the child is born, is a Sris Chama. The Sribu Heachimu makes him for a Sris Chama. Or, Vishos Yeshichre Marko, she drinks a certain type of a beer, which is also Mechamen. That is the Sibbe that one can become a Sris Chama. What does Rashi say? The af ye imei lechem betano, she breaks bread. Betiyalo, she mischamemes, chaymatano, v'chaymat zorayim. Shichra marko, sheikha mozut, v'kedom richozot. Omer Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Aino de shamano le imi da omer kol shimimei imei lokoi. This is what I heard from my mother. I never knew what she was talking about. Now I understand. So now the two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat Rashi says, "Lo yadana mayniu kloima v'lo yadana mimai havi." That means the mother told him that there's some children that are born that are srisim. And I never knew how this becomes. Now, Baruch Hashem, Abaye said, the Gemara said this. The Gemara said, now I know the reason. I never knew the physical reason. What could bring about Srisis Mishas Leide? Now I know, Mimai Habye. Lishna Achine. Now that's one shot. Hochi Gassin. Hind the Shemana Leimi. Not I heard from my mother. I heard Kol Shimei Imoi Loki. I heard something that has to start Mimei Imoi. Imoi means Mlechair. I heard something that Bimei Imoi it starts already. V'lo Yadana Mai, Kloim Yadana Ahiche Koi. I heard that something is Aloche that it's only Chal if it's Mimei Imoi. And I didn't know what they're talking about. And I know what they're talking about. The Sris Chama came from Shvozel, that they're speaking about a Sris Chama. A Sris Chama is a Soris that never had a Shasa Kesha. Frag the Gemara, the Leichos Shema Hivri Bintayim. So the Gemara is now a Meir de Kikash. He says, according to Rabbi Kiva holds that a Sris Chama is ene chaylitz lene chaylitz. Why? Because lehoyeloi shasa koisha. So the Gemara asks, so you don't need chalitza lehoyeloi shasa koisha. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that during his whole lifetime the wasn't ivri? The Leich Hashem, give chalitza at least. You don't know what to do, so give chalitza. You can tell me 100% that he was his whole life a saris. The Leich Hashem a hivri bintayim. So the Gemara says, kiven dechitchilosoi v'soifoi lokoi Leich Hashini. That means, let's look at him. He was born, he was matel mayim v'no isekipe. That we saw when he was born. Now he's also the same thing. So now there's a span of time in between, and we don't know what was then. No one was biting him every time he was mashed. Lech Hashinon. So you're not chayish already. If I know when he was born, he had this chasoron, and now he has this chasoron. I'm not chayish that in between the matzav change. Mosiv Rab Mori, Rab Chanine ben Antignes Oimer, Boitken Oisoi Sholosh Pomim Beseich Shmoinim Yoim. There's a loche by certain mumim, they only passel a b'chayr if it's a mum kavua. And when is it called a mum kavua? If we know 80 days passed and this mum was in existence. So how do you know that the Keseda, the whole 80 days, how do you know the whole 80 days that this mum existed? Sabachnina ben atig this aima, boit kenoi say shalish pom. You have to be boit it 3 times. The beginning of the 80th day, the middle of the 80th day, and the end of the 80th day. Shloisha pomi besech shmeinim yoyim. So the Gemara says like this, L'chad eva chay shinam. This halacha is speaking about a mum sheba'ayin. A mum sheba'ayin, it's a mum in one eva, the whole, it's not a choyli ha'guf. It's a choyli ha'eva. The guf is gesund, is healthy. So there could very well be that birvois ha'yomim, the mum could go away. It could come back again. So therefore, you need 3 bedikas in order to be mevarer, that we should be machlit, that the mum was always there. Masha'en came. That's eiverechot. But the whole guf is healthy. Masha'en came by a choyli aguf, that means by srisus. So memela, so if we know, that he was born with this chayli, and now he is this chayli. So I don't clear. Maybe be'emtza the chayli went away. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'leich Hashem ivri b'ntayim sha'achas. Maybe he became healthy. V'shtakech b'avalei sha'asa koishem. This is speaking about a mum of a b'chayr. Chavro v'amayim akvuyim. These are speaking about mumim in the eye. Hareze mum v'ezehu chavre rakavua. What's called chavre rakavua? Kosher shosh moinim yayim. 80 days passed by, and they had this chavro for 80 days. How do you know he had 80 days? Boit k'noisoi shalosh pa'amim. Yabaydik 3 times. Beseich peyoyim. In the 80-time period, yabaydik 3 times. Bereish pey, ubeemtha pey, beseich pey. Avo bebdike tchila beseif, loisagi. But a bdike tchila beseif doesn't help. Shema bin time over. Maybe this mum left and the nimtza shein kavua. Lemrina noyva tchilase beseif ay lokui vaday loyova. There's no such thing. It could be that in between the one away. So the Gemara answered, Lachad Eva, La'ayin, could be, you can go away, Take. L'kule guf, Esris Chama, Mach Mescheli, Kala gufu. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Elazar, Oime, Loiki. So what does Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar says that Asris, Rabbi Elazar says as follows, Asris Chama, since Yeshle Refuim is a bar chalitze, and Asris Odom is not a bar chalitze, because ain't le Refuim. V'raminu. So the Gemara says, I'll ask Astire in Rabbi Elazar. We learned as follows. Ben Esrim Shonev Lehevi Shtei Saris. A person is 20 years old. He did not bring Shtei Saris. Yaviyu Raya Shu Ben Esrim. Let's be Mavar, he's like a 20 years old. Vuhu Asoris, and he also brought Simon Isrisis. So we have a person. 3 things. He did not bring Shtei Saris. He's 20 years old, and he has Simon Isrisis. So this person is Asoris. Loi Chaylitz, Loi Miyab. There's no din chalitza, there's no din yibim. He's a soris. This is l'chayr asris chama. Bas esrim v'lei hevi yoshtei saris. Now that's before speaking about a yizocha. Bas esrim v'lei hevi yoshtei saris. Yevi yirayishi bas esrim. V'hi ha'ailanus. This is an ailanus. Loi chaylatzes v'lei mishyabemes. Divrei Beisilu. So Beisilu said that in order to be mevara, that a person is a soris, you need 3 factors over here. He's 20 years old, doesn't have saris, and bought some money srisis.
Ubeishamim oimrim ze vize bnei shmoine esrei. Beishamai said, no, it's not 20 years old, by 18 we have this halacha. Rabbi Elezer oimer hazocho kedivrei beisilu, unikeve kedivrei beishamai. Now, Rabbi Elezer said that we have a machlekes if it's 20 according to Beis Hillel, 18 according to Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Elezer's machia. Rabbi Elezer holds a zocha kedibri Beis Hillel. You'll wait till 20 years. And the cave of kedibri Beis Shammai neshe isha memeheres love lifnei isha, a woman is memar to bring simonim, so by 18 years she didn't bring saris, and sarai she's a saris, an island. So what's the problem? So it's a shrek. So Rabbi Elezer says that a zocha, what does it say over here? Is a soris, lechailitz v'loy miyab. So we see clear that Rabbi Elezer holds that a sris chama is not chailitz and not miyab. And Rabbi Elezer, now Mishnah said that they are chailitz and miyab. Sheshlem refuah. Omar Rabbi Bardikula Omar Shmuel Chozer by Rabbi Elezer. That's right, 100%. There's a stire. There's a stire. The Mishnah holds that a sris cham according to Rabbi Elezer is a bar chalitza, and here he holds a sris cham is not a bar chalitza. Iboyilu mehei hodabei. Now, there's a stire. In one place he says that it is a bar chalitza, one says not a bar chalitza. So which one did he have chayzer from? What is the maskone? Toshma de tanya Rabbi Elezer oimer srischamo choylitz bochilsin leishtoi. We learned another baraisa. That a srischam is chotzchotz leishtoi shekein beminam misrapim balaxandri shal mitzrayim. The Mishrape, Mitzrayim, the Mishrape. So Memele, so therefore Asoris is, therefore it's Chelitz for Chelitz and Lishtai. Let's just go a little further. Rabbi Lozor, Oymer, Loilam, Loihodabai. Rabbi Lozor says, no, Rabbi Lozor didn't have Chahote. The Chitna, Nahila, Onshin. That means, they're talking about Chalitz and Yibum. Rabbi Elezer speaking about Onshim. When does Osiris become a Godel? Osiris becomes a Godel after 18 years by the cave, 20 years by Yisachar. But he's not talking about they're speaking about Chalitz and Yibum. He holds the Zichad in Chalitz and Yibum. That's Rabbi Elezer's Teretz. And the first Teretz was that there was Taka Machlekes and Hodabay. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yaviu Rayim Bezn Matsrichan Asyabom Malachlitz Liabim Yaviu Kreve Yabom Arayashu Ben Chof Atifta Balei Chalitza Biyibu Hu Asoritz Kloima V'neudu Bay Simoni Soritz Vach Mavarash B'ni Dipay Kreit Zidayfi Dilei Neudu Lay Simoni Soritz. Even though I didn't bring Saris Lamin and Haid Lay Maisim Shem Ktanesu Sam Mr. Laktane Marzikin Lay Kekotna Droiv Shnoisot. And Rabbi Elezer said, "Ado azocha kedivri beisila." Amar Rabbi Elezer said, "Rischam alei cholitz." So the Gemara says that it's taka hodabei. There was zicha machla. There was zicha chayza. So the Gemara said, "From which one was zicha chayza?" What does Rabbi Elezer l'fi emeso? Toshma kimas nisin. So this baraisa says that cholitz v'cholitz and lishtei. So this baraisa is kimas nisin. There's two baraisis that say, there's one baraisa, this baraisa says that it's chaylitz. The Mishnah says chaylitz. One baraisa says loy chaylitz. So sami chod mikam mitarti. Mishma mino mehi hodabe. That's one pshat in Rashi. Inan. In this baraisa, he said, what a raya from Alexandria. Shema mino mehi de la'el hodabay. So it's a raya, he was chayzer from what he said before, that loy chaylitz. Masnisa lekala mifshatochi.
Taktoni sheyesh lei refuah mishum damashme de misfore kamahochi.
Now let's just explain this Rashi. We'll see more of the kazachim from this Rashi.
Rashi in the second pshat says, how do we know that Rabbi Lezer holds lefiha emes
that a soris is choylet? So Rashi says, because in this baraisa he said clearly that in Mitzrayim the merape. So the male of the merape, so the zichadim chalitza. So I in the Mishnah also says yeshle refuah. So Rashi says, the Mishnah said he holds this a refuah, but here he brought medical facts that there is a refuah. So it's a raya that he holds zicha chaylitz because he said this a refuah. So here, let us clarify shayla. Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva holds that a sris chame is ene chaylitz. Now, what does Rabbi Kiva hold? Is there a medical machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer or alam desha machlokes? L'chayri can learn two ways. L'chayri can learn is alam desha machlokes. Rabbi Lezer said he's called a barakom mashayim because it's possible to be merape. So that's called a barakom mashayim. It could be merape. It's called a barakom mashayim now, even though before the report. Rabbi Kiva holds a head check. It could be merape. Now he's allowed barakom mashayim. So it could be that's a machlekes and lomdis. If a potential basidis can give him a din of a barakom mashayim, that's one way you can learn. You can learn another way. There's a machlekes and metzias. If Rabbi Kiva holds that he doesn't have a refuah, if he has a refuah, he's zicha barakom mashayim. The lomdis, that's zicha true. But I wish to disagree with you. There's no refuah for aschis chama. That's the second way we can learn. And Rabbi Lezer holds there is a refuah. So it's a machloikis in metzias. It's a machloikis in hilchas refuah. So lachayre from Rashi would seem like the second way, because Rashi says, how do I see that Rabbi Lezer really holds a soros as chaylitz? Because he brought a raya from Mitzrayim that there's a refuah. The Mishnah says refuah. The Mishnah, he held as a refuah. The Mishnah, it wasn't a yediyah metzias. It was a svara. He held that there's a refuah. But here he says cloth is a refuah. Now, if there's a machloikis in lomdis, so what's came on your refuah, nit refuah? But maybe he was chayza. Once he was chayza, the other price he was made to Rabbi Kiva. So we see from this Rashi, that's what the Kovner Sanhel says, Amor de Kezach, that Rashi l'mshat a machlekes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva is not a machlekes in lomnis, it's a machlekes in metzias. And Rabbi Kiva held ein lei refuah. Rabbi Kiva held ein lei refuah. That's what we see. That's what the Kovner Sanhel says. So Yash Rishakiv asks Amir Dike Kashi, and we'll stop with this Kashi. Rabbi Kiva holds Asris Chamo is Einei Chaylitz because Ein Lo Shas HaKoshe. Frek the Gemara, the Leiche Shem Hivri Bintayim. How do you know the Never Shas HaKoshe? Maybe Hivri Bintayim. So what's the kasha? If Rabbi Kiva holds a sris chame, can't have a refuah, what's the kasha shem hivri bintayim? So by stachos Rabbi Kiva holds that he could have a refuah. So now it's like shver agemorim.